California's legislative session ended last week, and with it, the hopes for a statewide pool of money that would have supported drinking water projects. FM89's Carrie Klein has more.
It was called the Safe and Affordable Drinking Water Fund, and it would have been available for disadvantaged communities in need of water cleanup projects. The fund would have been supported by fees on residential water bills and on some agricultural producers. But the two bills that set the framework for the fund never made it through the state assembly before last week's legislative deadline. Phoebe Seaton is co-director of the Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability, an advocacy group that backed the fund. She says this was a missed opportunity and that surveys had shown Californians generally supported paying into the fund.
It's disappointing to see that leadership wasn't responding to constituents and wasn't responding to this need.
The bills had broad support from two groups typically at odds, clean water advocates and the agricultural industry. Seaton says backers of the bills plan to evaluate new opportunities to try again.
I'm really, really proud of the coalition that's come together on this, all of the people working really, really hard on this, and to the leadership that did step up.
The bills were co-authored by State Senators Bill Monning, a Democrat, and Republican Andy Vidak, and they had support from Governor Brown's office. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.